Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Religious Affairs Ministry establishes Indonesia as the center of world Islamic studies. Indonesia to attract Spanish tourists. Now, the news in detail. The Indonesian Religious Affairs Ministry is attempting to establish Indonesia as the center of world's Islamic studies as Indonesia has the biggest Muslim populations and the most religious education institutions in the world. Director General of Islamic Education Kamarudin Amin, escorted by Antara in Jakarta on Monday, January 21, said that the vision of establishing Indonesia as the center of Islamic studies is a realistic plan. Kamarudin Amin told that the quality of Islamic education in Indonesia is to improve, and the improvement must be reflected in the programs and activities held by the institutions. Indonesian Tourism Minister Arif Yahya said that the Indonesian Tourism Ministry will implement the shifting to the front strategy in a bid to achieve the 10 million foreign tourists in the first semester of 2019 by optimizing the state budget allocation. Minister Arif Yahya, in a press statement received by Antara London on Monday, January 21, explained that one of the ways to attract more tourists is by expanding the promotion of Indonesia's tourism sector in a number of European countries. Besides promoting Indonesia's tourism in the Netherlands, Austria, Luxembourg, and Finland, the tourism ministry will also promote Indonesia's tourism in Spain by taking part at the Feria Internacional de Turismo Madrid 2019. The biggest tourism expo will be held in Feria de Madrid, Spain, from January 23 to 27, 2019. The General Election Commission, KPU, has considered to stop providing presidential candidate pairs the list of questions prior to the presidential election debate. General Election Commissioner of General Election Commission, KPU, Ilham Saputra, said in Jakarta on Sunday, January 21, that KPU considers inputs from experts and public regarding the evaluation of the debate, as quoted by Antara, without handing out the list of questions before the presidential election debate. Answers that would be provided by candidates would be real. The candidates' peers would be able to spontaneously answer questions and argue with the opponent, so that there had been a lot of input from non-governmental institutions and the public in relation to the evaluation of the first election debate. The KPU will officially hold an evaluation meeting involving all stakeholders on Monday, January 21. In the evaluation meeting, all technical matters will be discussed to make the presidential debate better in the future. The Indonesian government has prepared a vocational school in a bid to fulfill the demand of employees for the new Yogyakarta International Airport to be operated in April. It was remarked by Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Darmin Nasution, during his visit to the Kulon Progo Training Center, Yogyakarta, on Saturday, January 19. As reported by Antara, Darmin explained that the international airport would facilitate access for the people, increase economic growth, and provide jobs, especially for the surrounding community. Kulon Progo Training Center is expected to help farmers whose lands were converted into airport complex to change their livelihood and become high-skilled workers to improve their welfare. Currently, there are 285 participants in the training center who have received training related to airport operations, such as ticketing reservations, cargo handling, border handling, and customer service. The international airport is expected to create jobs for 15,000 people and reduce unemployment in Kulon Progo. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Vice Presidential Candidate Serial Number 01, Ma'ruf Amin, viewed that the provision of free 5,000 Rombong Arus Baru Indonesia or RB, namely carts used for street vendors, is the commitment of the Indonesian government to support the economic empowerment of Indonesian people. It was remarked by Ma'ruf Amin when attending the inauguration of officials of branches in 27 regencies and cities in West Java, as well as the handover of the Rombong RB at Al Maksum Business Center in Ranca Ekek, Bandung Regency, West Java on Sunday, January 20. According to Ma'ruf Amin, RB is his idea to empower people's economy and reduce economic gap. Escorted by Antara, the food carts look like mini shops with two wheels. Chairperson of RB, Lukmano, said that the provision of RB aims to reduce economic gap between the poor and the wealth so that they can compete fairly in a bid to accomplish social welfare. The Indonesian Young Leaders Foundation launched a digital curriculum to prepare prospective leaders with technological insight. Chairperson of the Indonesian Young Leaders Foundation, Tuti Collier, said, at the 10th anniversary of Young Leaders for Indonesia on Saturday, that the Indonesian Young Leaders Foundation is committed to establishing more young leaders in Indonesia who are responsive to the challenges of Industry 4.0 through leadership program of Young Leaders for Indonesia. As reported by Antara, the YLI program or Young Leaders for Indonesia program, initiated by PT McKinsey Indonesia in 2008, was a leadership program held for 6 months for outstanding students who have high potentials for leadership. The YLI is expected to continue to develop superior human resources and generations of future leaders in Indonesia. In the McKinsey report, the contribution of digital economy sector in Indonesia by 2025 can reach $150 billion, equivalent to 10% of Indonesia's GDP. The event is participated in by students from 20 universities in Australia, Indonesia, and Asian countries. The last item. The Ministry of Public Works and Public Housing has targeted to build 1 million hectares and rehabilitate 3 million hectares of irrigation system during 2015 to 2019 to materialize national food resilience. Basuki Hadi Mulyono, received by Antara in Jakarta on Monday, January 21, Minister of Public Works and Public Housing Basuki Hadi Mulyono said that development of dams would be continued by development of irrigation system, or known as the premium irrigation. The dam should give benefit for farmers to irrigate their field. The minister observed Chopong Dam in Garut District recently. Chopong Dam is part of Lewigong Irrigation Area that covers 5,313 hectares of land in 11 sub-districts in Garut District. The dam has several damages in its canal that has caused water losses, damages on its water gate, and silting up of irrigation canal. Head of Cimanuk Cisanggarung River Basin Agency, Happy Mulya, said the rehabilitation and construction of irrigation system in Lewigong has been conducted in stages. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
This is commentary for today entitling Indonesia Wins Asian Tourism Award 2019.
Indonesia's tourism sector celebrated an outstanding achievement in the beginning of 2019. Indonesia's tourism sector won the Asian Tourism Award 2019 for four different categories. The Asian Tourism Awards 2019 was organized by the Asian Tourism Forum, or ATF. The four award categories comprise community-based tourism, homestay, spa, and public toilet. The award was directly received by Minister of Tourism of the Republic of Indonesia, Arif Yahya, in Halong Bay, Vietnam, on Friday. Tourism has been a featured sector in Indonesia. Indonesia's tourism sector shows significant progress each year. The sector provides substantial contributions for the country's economy compared to other sources of income, such as oil, gas, coal, and palm oil commodities, whose performance keep declining. In addition to having significant progress, tourism is thought to be an advantageous sector, as most of the activities in this sector are service-oriented. Therefore, it provides sustainable and extensive contribution for all levels of society. Indonesia's wonderful and diverse natural beauty is a great potential that can lure foreign tourists to explore the country. Indonesia's tourism sector is incredibly promising as it significantly contributes to providing high gross domestic products, foreign exchange reserves, and job opportunities. The development of Indonesia's tourism sector is supported by the increasing amount of foreign tourists. Based on the data on the Central Statistics Agency, the number of foreign tourists visiting Indonesia keeps rising. In 2017, as many as 14.04 million foreign tourists visited Indonesia. The amount increased by 23% than the one in 2016. The achievement of Indonesia's tourism sector could be realized by establishing cooperation among stakeholders. Indonesia's competitive index ascended sharply from the 17th rank in the 2013 to the 42nd rank in 2017. The achievement surely boosts Indonesia's confidence to keep improving its tourism industry. We hope Indonesia's tourism industry shall prosper and improve in a bid to enhance the country's foreign reserves. Voice commentary, I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history starts from an event on January 21, 1968, Khe Sanh War. Khe Sanh War was the most controversial war during Vietnam War on January 21, 1968. Where the war was begun. The U.S. Navy seized a military base which was previously a post belonging to French. From the base, the U.S. force conducted patrol and launched attack to the Ho Chi Minh movement in Laos. The war was begun by shootout between North Vietnam and the U.S. between two hills of the northwest of Khe Sanh. A day later, the force of North Vietnam attacked Khe Sanh village by using long-distance artillery. They also attack a base in Khe Sanh. The next event was in 1985, Borobudur Temple bomb. Borobudur Temple bombing was a bombing event on the historical heritage Borobudur Temple, which was from Sailendra Dynasty period, located at Magelang, Central Java, on January 21, 1985. It was the second attack on the name of Jihad that occurred in Indonesia after the hijacking of Garuda Airlines DC-9 Woyla by a member of Jihad Command in 1981. The attack was led by Ibrahim alias Muhammad Jawad alias Krishna. After the investigations, Ibrahim was determined as the mastermind behind the bombing. In
The last event was in 2016. President Joko Widodo inaugurated the first fast train development in Southeast Asia. President Joko Widodo inaugurated the development of fast train Jakarta-Bandung at Mandalawangi Tea Plantation, West Bandung. According to the president, the fast train is one of factors that can make a country to win competitiveness. The project was funded through investment of consortium between Indonesia, state-owned enterprises, and China, so that it does not state budget. Jakarta-Bandung fast train will be the first fast train in Southeast Asia. Listener, that was Today in History. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Engkau yang cantik, engkau yang manis, engkau yang manja. Selalu tersipu lawan sikapmu, balikkan melihatmu. Diamlah kabutmu di tabir mega-megamu. Ku melihat dua tangan
of Indonesia.
Listener, today's My Indonesia's topic is about Indonesian Ministry of Trade increases trade with the U.S. The Ministry of Trade, through the Directorate General of National Export Development, continues to open opportunities and facilitate Indonesian business players who want to explore trade agreements with those in the United States. This effort was carried out by holding a business matching at the Consulate General of the Republic of Indonesia in New York, United States, on Thursday, 17 of January, local time. Director General of National Export Development, Arlinda,
when delivering a speech before 100 participants, said that the implementation of this business matching was one of Indonesia's efforts to strengthen partnerships and collaborate with America and balance the trade between the two countries. According to Arlinda, America has become one of Indonesia's biggest export destinations for years. More and more American companies have invested in Indonesia in the past 10 years. The trade between Indonesia and America has increased over the past 5 years. For the period of January to October 2018, the total trade between the two countries grew 12.6%, with the value reaching $23.9 billion. America, among others, supplies soybeans, cotton, wheat, helicopters, and other products to Indonesia, while Indonesia supplies shrimp, rubber, palm oil, tires, and footwear to America. 12 Indonesian businesses participated in the business matching, which among others engage in the palm oil, steel, seafood, soybean, wheat, cotton, textile, tire, and coffee sectors. The business matching dialogue was also attended by Minister of Trade Enggartia Stolokita as a resource person with some American business actors. During the business matching, the Minister of Trade also witnessed the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding for the purchase of 50,000 metric tons of Indonesian steel bars by the United States with a total value of $40 million. The signing was carried out between Hanwha American Group, represented by Ryuichi Takaba, and Gunung Steel Group, represented by Abdullah Taniwan. Minister of Trade Enggartia Stolokita welcomed the purchase. He said the value of the signed MOU was the beginning and its development will still be followed. According to Enggartia Sto, Indonesia managed to get an exception for the imposition of 25% of the American import tariffs on a number of steel products. However, at present, there are still a number of requests for exclusion of Indonesian steel products that have not received a decision from America. Therefore, the exception will be sought. That was my Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sampai kapan pun kau tetap milikku. terpana.
Indonesia.
Listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, we will invite you to visit Durai Island in Riau Islands province. Stay tuned. Durai Island is an island at Palmatak District, Anambas Island Regency, Riau Island Province. The island is the habitat of hawksbill sea turtle and leatherback sea turtle, and a conversation of turtle. Because of that, local people also call the island as Turtle Island. To access the island from Batam, visitors can use pioneering aircraft to Matak Airport from Palmatak Island by taking around 2 hours. Then it is continued by land transportation to the port, which has a distance of around 2 kilometers. From the port, the trip is continued by using speed boat to Tarempa Port for 1.5 hours. From the port, visitors can rent speed boat to Durai Island. Clear sea water around the island makes visitors can enjoy the beauty of marine biota surrounding the island without even diving. If you wait until afternoon, you will see a turtle group that pull over and make a nest at the beach of the island. In addition to a turtle conservation place, Durai Island does not have enough facility. So if you want to visit the island, you should ensure that you bring your own foods and beverages. That was Indonesian Wonder today. Thank you for listening.
Kau selalu berikan maaf. Kau selalu
aku. Kasihmu tak berubah setiap waktu. Cinta, kasih yang engkau berikan selalu baru dan tak pernah pudar. Hari-hariku indah dan tidak pernah gelap karena hati selalu kepadamu. Terima kasih cinta darimu, tak putus ku bersyukur padamu. Hanya kau cinta kekal abadi, kau selalu ada, ku selalu sempurna di dekatmu.
Pernah aku melupakanmu, tapi kau selalu berikan aku lembut, tak pernah tinggalkan ku. Kasihmu tak berubah setiap waktu.
Here is our next program, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development and Cultivation Agency at the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Asal Anda dari mana? Or Where do you come from? Stay tuned. Next is a conversation about asal Anda dari mana, or in English, where do you come from? In the previous edition, Tony was acquainted with Sinta, a woman sitting next to him. In today's edition, Tony is talking with Sinta to know where does Sinta come from.
Asal Anda dari mana?
Saya dari Jakarta. Kalau Anda, dari mana?
Saya dari London.
Oh, Anda orang Inggris?
Iya, benar.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Asal Anda dari mana? In English, where do you come from? Orang Inggris. In English, British. Saya orang Inggris. In English, I'm British. Asal saya dari Indonesia. In English, I come from Indonesia. Orang Indonesia. In English, Indonesian. Orang Jepang. In English, Japanese. Orang Mesir. In English, Egyptian. Suku Jawa. In English, Javanese. To ask someone's origin, you can say asal Anda dari mana, or dari mana asal Anda means where do you come from. The expression has the same meaning. The word dari mana can be used to ask someone's origin or something. If someone asks you about your origin, you can say saya dari means I am from, then followed by the city and country. For example, saya dari Jogja. In English, I'm from Jogja. Saya dari London. In English, I'm from London. Saya dari Inggris. In English, I'm from England. Saya dari Indonesia. In English, I'm from Indonesia. Country of origin is usually synonymous with citizenship. In the dialogue, Sinta guessed that Tony isn't English. In Indonesian language, you have to use the word orang, then followed by country to mention citizenship. For example, orang Inggris. In English, British. Orang Indonesia. Indonesian. Orang Jepang. Japanese. Orang Mesir. Egyptian. In addition to the country, you can also add the name of the city or tribe after the word orang to indicate a city of ethnic group. For example, Sinta berasal dari Jogja means Sinta comes from Jogja. It means Sinta is a Javanese. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for more details, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Asal Anda dari mana?
Saya dari Jakarta. Kalau Anda, dari mana?
Saya dari London.
Oh, Anda orang Inggris?
Iya, benar.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa!
Voice of Indonesia.
Ku hirup udara pagi bersama indah mentari. Ku lalui hari ini dengan hati berseri.
Listener of Voice of Indonesia, meet you again in Music Corner. Today, I will present you a Kroncong song from Mamik Marsudi. Prasito Resmi, or better known as Mamik Marsudi, is an Indonesian female Kroncong singer who has melodious voice. However, in the Indonesian entertainment world, Mamik Marsudi is better known as a dancer. Dancing and singing Kroncong has led her to various countries as ambassador of cultural missions. Mamik Marsudi learned Kroncong songs from the tapes brought by her husband, Marsudi. She memorized and tried to sing Kroncong songs and began to join some Kroncong competitions. After successfully winning the competitions, Mamik joined a Kroncong orchestra so that her ability then further increased. Well, listener, let's enjoy Langgam Kerinduan, sung by Mamik Marsudi.
andaikan kau tahu betapa cintaku padamu, takkan pernah pudar sampai di akhir masa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Biarkanlah hatiku ini merasa biasa. Nyatakanlah, cinta akan terwujud hanyalah dari tulusnya hatimu. Biarkanlah hatiku ini merasakannya. Oh, sekali lagi kasihku, yakinkanlah aku agar langkah ini ringan. Ku rasa nyatakanlah, buktikanlah sekali lagi.
Voice of Indonesia.
Larut dalam dekapanmu setiap saat, setiap saat. Oh kasih, jangan pergi, tetaplah kau selalu di sini. Jangan biarkan diriku sendiri larut di dalam sepi. Oh kasih, jangan pergi, tetaplah kau selalu di sini. Jangan biarkan diriku sendiri larut di dalam sepi, larut di dalam sepi. Jangan kau pergi, yeah. Terlalu dalam belayanmu, takkan pernah ku lepas. Biarlah diriku kau manja dalam pelukan. Kemulai setiap gerakanmu membuatku selalu rindu. Good to be.